Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy Monday. I'm Tanisha, and I just wanted to take time to say Happy Mental Health Awareness Month. I just came out of my session for therapy, and for those who don't know, I started therapy this year because I had been through so much NICU trauma with my oldest son, Jaleel, and just having multiple losses in my immediate family. It's been really hard. Every day feels different because I'm used to having certain confidence that I can talk to life coaches I could talk to. And so it's just been very difficult for me. And then just recognizing and holding space for my marriage through marriage counseling. And for those who are struggling with their mental health in some capacity, whether they have experienced losses or medical trauma, I would strongly recommend therapy because it allows you to be able to process how you're feeling in those moments that you're weak, and to get the support that you need, the tools that you need to be well. For the years, I thought I could carry a lot of the mental and emotional stress until I got to a point where I was just tired and I was having issues with postpartum depression, having 3 under 6 and 1 medically complex during the pandemic. And finally, I got to a place where enough is enough. I need some help. And so I just want to encourage you today to take care of yourself, to do whatever you can to tap into resources that can help you mentally, emotionally, and physically. For those who cannot afford therapy, there are many telegrief support groups that you can tap into. You just have to go on social media land and find them. And one of the telegrief support communities that I'm involved in is hosted by Arkansas Hospice. And you don't have to have a loved one who has transitioned in that facility, but you just need to be able to vocalize your losses and be able to tap into the Zoom conferences every week, or every month. I should say every month we have a monthly telegrief support conference. And it was on Zoom, but it's changed to Teams. So I misstated that. But I feel better because in my session, I was able to validate changes that I'm making in a positive way. I was able to share how I was able to take myself out for Mother's Day and not be bothered by my family and just recharge and reflect on my losses, particularly when it came to my aunt and her passing, because I'm used to celebrating holidays with her and my mom. And so it's very difficult with her being gone. She was the glue to everything that we did together. And so it came up on that Sunday. And then having to reflect on my oldest son, who was just released 2 days before Mother's Day from the hospital, and this being his 5th admission this year. So it has not been easy to heal. It's like what I've described to my god sister. It's like you're trying your best to heal from the trauma that you've experienced, but every time you make an effort, then another wound happens. And now you have to put your focus on that wound versus your healing. And so your healing is always often interrupted. And so when that is the case, you are more likely to be depressed and have psychological issues because you're not able to breathe, rest, be still, and how you feel. And so I want to challenge you to come out and get the support you need. Yes, you can believe in God, you can believe in Christ and a higher power beyond you, but there's also resources for mental health as well that you can invite in your healing process. I love being able to interact with my church family, but sometimes I'm not able to be there physically. Like last Sunday, my oldest son was vomiting, so I wasn't able to worship in the building, but I worshiped virtually. And so going to therapy helped me to be able to process how I was feeling in those moments where I'm not able to be around people that I do love because of the circumstances. And so please seek therapy. There is many resources where you can find a therapy session, BetterHelp. There's so many different apps that you can use to find a therapist. Psychology Today is what I used. And then I also want to bring to your attention, because I learned about this resource from a God sister EAP program, which I will eventually feature her on one of these podcast episodes. I told myself I would. But EAP program is an employee assistance program where most employers will allow you to go to therapy for free for the first 3 sessions, as long as you have enough time on your job. And all you have to do is request EAP services, and then they'll give you a number, and then that number is sent over to your therapist for you to schedule an appointment. And so we started to do that, my husband and I, earlier this year, and it's helped us to hold emotional space for our grief regarding our oldest son's challenges medically. It's also allowed us to hold grief for the changes that we've made inside of ourselves because of caregiving. And it's also allowed us to heal just because we haven't had the time to really interact, but provide and protect and nurture our children. And so we've been able to have deeper conversations about how we're processing things, and to be able to see that we're on the same team, even though we're different positions. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this new pathway. I was asked again today, what am I doing to continue to hold space for myself? And really, that is just taking these moments to really be out in nature and to engage in just searching for the true me. And a lot of me comes out by expressing myself and not having any distractions. Even though I love my children, I'm not able to hear my thoughts a lot. So being able to vocalize how I'm feeling right now, I'm feeling at peace. I'm grateful that I pivoted and recognized that I was struggling. You know, knowing that my dad and my aunt have passed away back to back within 6 months, and we had just got to a place of peace and calm with our oldest child, and then to have these devastating losses back to back, it really just shook me up. And so I am grateful that before my aunt transitioned, I told her I would go to therapy for my dad because it was just difficult to process that. And she told me, good. And to be in a place where she passed in December of 22, I knew then that I needed some help. And I was blessed with a sister that would be able to help me get out of the rut of depression that I was in, to seek help, seek deeper help, and to get some type of tools that I could use when I'm in a space that is very funky. Because what I realize is, even though family and friends love you and care about you and your grief process, they can't always be there for you and the capacity that you need them to be. And so being able to tap into therapy, you're able to hold space, schedule space for you to process the things that are going on in your life on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis. And so perhaps Sometimes we stay stuck because we choose to stay stuck. And perhaps if we just did something different, we could see different results. It's up to us. It's really up to us. And it takes time. I want to say that I'm just now in the active healing pathway, and I've been caregiving for 6 years. And so to say that I'm just now activating my healing within the 2 years, being able to tap into resources and programs that could benefit myself and my family says a lot. I don't want you to think that it's a simple pathway to heal, because it's not. Especially if you're in a medical journey like I am as a medical mama NICU. Your child is constantly chronically ill, and you're always draining your energy, asking more questions. And some of those questions can't be answered, unfortunately, because medicine is not perfect and never will be. But in the midst of advocating for your loved one, advocate for yourself. Reflect on what you could do better for you so that your loved one could feel more love from you. These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves in the times when we just don't know. And take it one day at a time, one bite at a time. You're never going to arrive. One thing I learned from my aunt is that you're never too old to learn. Even though she was 77 years old, she was always learning each day something new and refreshing that she didn't know before. So who am I at 36 years old, even though I've experienced so much trauma in my life, I'm still learning. I'm learning more about me. I'm learning more about this world. I'm learning to let go of things that I cannot control and to be present in the moment that I am right now. Perhaps a pause is all you need to feel better about life. I know in society, we run, we constantly are on the go. We're conditioned to think fast food mentality. Everything is quick, easy, hurry up. But that's not what mental health healing is. It's a slow process. It's an emotional process. So think it over. Think about it. You matter. Tap into mental health therapy resources online, not just in May, but throughout the year. It matters. You matter. And remember, you are more than capable of handling your child's medical complex care. Until the next episode, please check out medicalmomsandnicu.com for more resources, more ways that you can be supported through consultation services. And also check out our phenomenal children's book, TKOCKD, My Fight to Live, Round 1, and get your copy today, as it will be celebrating chronic illness champions around the world, and it's also giving hope to the hopeless situation that you may be facing right now. All right, have a good day.